The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "Oh, you Pharisees! Although you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back. And today, let's do something very, very different. Very, very different, because today's the feast day of St. Teresa of Avila, 16th century Carmelite religious sister, Spanish mystic, doctor of the church, leader of the Catholic Counter-Reformation, genuinely one of the giants on the stage of history. Now, in past years, I've told you anecdotes about the life of St. Teresa of Avila. However, the real value in the life of St. Teresa of Avila is not in stories, little anecdotes about her life, edifying though they are. I mean, you read a life of St. Teresa of Avila and you find a woman so humble, so based, so grounded, so real, that, you know, she almost sounds like a contemporary of ours. It's really, really enjoyable and edifying to learn about her life. But stories about her life are not as helpful as the content of her teaching, because together with St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila is the most helpful guide to navigating the mysteries of the spiritual life as anyone who's ever put pen to paper. No exaggeration. Other saints have left us writings on various spiritual topics. St. Teresa of Avila left us behind a road map of the path to spiritual growth. And every saint who's ever lived has followed the path that St. Teresa of Avila described. Now, I can't summarize for you all of the writings of St. Teresa of Avila. However, what I'm going to do here this morning is I'm going to try to give you the seven main points of the writings of St. Teresa of Avila, okay? Seven main points. Now, Teresa of Avila has four main writings: the autobiography, the way of perfection, the foundations, and the interior castle. A lot of you might have already heard of the interior castle, you know, the seven mansions and all that. Everybody who reads Teresa of Avila, they want to leave right into the interior castle, but that's not where you should begin. Start with the autobiography, or start with the way of perfection, which is nothing more than an extended commentary on the Our Father, as a way to get yourself grounded in her. But you know what? Let's try something different here today. The seven main points in the writings of St. Teresa of Avila. You ready? Here's the first. Number one is to strive to bring yourself into conformity with God's will in all things. Sounds incredibly simple, but you'd be amazed how many people are not focused on that. Here's what Teresa says. Your whole aim should be to make every effort to bring your will into conformity with God's. You'll receive more from God and be more advanced on the spiritual road when you do, because the king will not give himself entirely to those who will not give themselves entirely to him. That's the first point. Here's a second. Your closeness with God does not depend on your life circumstances. You'd be amazed how many people think that they'd be so much better if just they could tweak this or that external circumstance about their life. If I just had a different job, if I just had a different house, if I just had more money, if I just got rid of this pesky illness, then I'd be different. Teresa says, not so. The problem is inside you, not outside you. As she says, the time is always perfect for God to grant great favors to those who truly serve him. Listen to that. The time is always perfect. That's the second point. Here's the third. In your life, don't just fulfill your duties, but go generously beyond whatever is asked of you. Someone in love gives everything they can possibly give. They fulfill their obligations, but they go way beyond that. The measure of your complete, unstinting generosity, Teresa says, that's the measure of how close you're going to come to God. Everything we gain, she says, comes from what we give. If you would gain him, hold back nothing. The favors God will grant will be small or great according to what you have given. That's the third point. Here's the fourth. We must be purified. Heaven is a place of perfect love, and we often underestimate what heaven is and who Jesus Christ is and who we have to become in order to be worthy of him. We also underestimate the transformation that has to take place in ourselves. We have to be purified, and we're purified of our faults by suffering well, with faith, and without complaint. Here's what Teresa says. Christ first had to suffer and so enter into his glory, and so too do we. Never say to God, "What did I do to deserve this?" Accept it well, and you'll root out your hidden faults. Here's the fifth point. We grow as quickly as we're ready to grow. God gives more or less grace as we are more or less receptive to it. Like the parable of the sower and the seed. Growth in holiness is not measured by time. As Teresa says, he can give more to one in half a year than to another in many years. Here's a sixth point. How you pray and how you live rise and fall together. The better your Christian living, the deeper your prayer will become. And people think their prayer is based on their feelings. Couldn't be more mistaken. It's based on your Christian living. The deeper your prayer, the better your Christian living. It'll become easier to be humble, patient, forgiving, generous, and sacrificial, and it'll become easier to pray. They rise and they fall together. And here's a seventh point. Determination. Top performance in any field is due less to raw talent than it is to motivation and determination. So too with God. We're all weak. We're all wounded. Growth doesn't come from some kind of superior human nature. It comes from dedication, perseverance, no corner cutting, and no making excuses. Here's what Teresa says. All important is that you must have the most determined resolve never to quit. Whatever may come, whatever may happen to you, however hard you may have to labor, whoever may complain of you, whether you reach your goal or die on the way, even if the very world dissolves before you, do not quit. So that's just a starter, ladies and gentlemen. That's the seven main points of St. Teresa of Avila in her writings. It's only the beginning. I'd like to invite you to come to know her and her writings more, because it will dissolve many of the mysteries of spiritual growth, mysteries that hold many of us back from a lack of knowledge. The better you know St. Teresa, the better you're going to know Christ. Let's ask for prayers to help us today. St. Teresa of Avila, pray for us.